Om Tat Sat. Let's do a meditation. Letting your body relax, invoking the inner friend, being present to your mind, allowing it simply to be as it is, appreciating having a mind. It is amazing that we have a mind. Welcoming all of your experiences as that inner friend. With that attitude of, you can be with me. Gently turn your focus toward your own being, your own presence. Relaxing the body, welcoming the mind, just by simply welcoming, accepting the experiences that are present at the moment, whatever they may be, on whatever level they may be. The mind naturally relaxes. And as the mind relaxes, my own presence becomes more dominant. Letting the body and mind relax, welcoming all experiences without resistance, even your worries and hurts. You can say, you can be with me, it's okay. people you dislike or hate. See if you can say that it's okay, at least now in this meditation. You can be with me. I'm carrying you around with me anyway. So instead of pushing you away, I'll just allow you, welcome you to be with me. Take a little more doing. Gently focus on your own presence. And notice there is no rejection in your own presence, your own being. There is no non-welcoming. There's no pushing away. There's simply being, simply me, asanga, unaffected, free of samsara, free of raga dvesha, free of positive and negative desires, just free. Free of lack. Just notice your own presence. Gently focusing as you accept all your experiences. Let just your own self become dominant. I have no problems at all. I being myself. There are no problems. There is nothing I need. There is nothing that I want. I already am what I want. Just notice the truth of that. All of the problems are on the level of mitya. They come and they go. They have no being of their own. And they don't touch me in any way. And so if I am just being myself, I'm fine. If my mind gets lost in the play of raga dvesha, these likes and dislikes, I need this to be happy, I need to get rid of this to be happy. If my mind, and when my mind gets lost in that play, a lot of fireworks take place. Which are also mitya. Mitya means they're like the snake on the rope. Nothing happens to the rope. Nothing happens to me. Zero. Why Swamiji's presence was always so healing for anybody who came in contact with him is because he invariably related to you, who you really are. He was himself, and he related to you as yourself, who you really are. And the mitya problems were just that. They were problems in vyavahara. Problems in the world, problems in your thinking, problems in your emotions. But he was always with you, who you really are. And internally, he was always with who he really is. His own being was dominant. Mitya was not. Mitya can't touch satyam. The pot can't touch the clay. So funny to think, the pot can't touch the clay. Because there's only clay there. Gently focus on your own presence. Just be yourself. Let whatever thoughts or emotions or perceptions that are coming and going, they're mitya, just Just let them come and go. Let them be. Welcome them. Whatever feelings are there, it's all Ishwara. Just allow them to be. Take the big deal out of them. Let them be. Gently focus on yourself. Just be yourself. Allowing all the experiences, thoughts, etc. to be as they are. Notice that yourself remains completely free and untouched. Body relax and get that gentle smile on your face, the eyelids very lightly closed, totally uncreased, resting very lightly on the lower lids.